State-sponsored Stonewall, children age 2 can be trans, nurseries should teach gender identity. By Kurt Zindelka on July 23, 2022. The far left, state-funded Stonewall organization says children as young as 2 can be trans and gender identity should be taught in nursery schools. This week, an unnamed mother penned an article in the Metro newspaper about her allegedly gender non-conforming 4-year-old daughter and how her nursery school failed to respect her supposed transgender identity. In response to the article, the leftist LGBTQ+ Stonewall wrote, "Research suggests that children as young as 2 recognize their trans identity. Yet, many nurseries and schools teach a binary understanding of preassigned gender. LGBTQ inclusive and affirming education is crucial for the well-being of all young people," the state-backed charity added. Contrary to the claims from Stonewall, studies have found that most children who display transgender tendencies grow out of the phase as they age. A 2021 study from the University of Toronto of gender dysphoric boys, for example, found that only 17 of the 139 participants persisted in their transgender expression, as opposed to 122, 87.8%, who reverted back to traditional gender norms. Though some governmental organizations have distanced themselves from Stonewall over its radical positions on transgenderism and former Minister for Women and Equalities turned Prime Ministerial hopeful Liz Truss has called for all departments to follow suit, the charity still receives the backing of the Foreign Office, the Equalities Office, and both the Scottish and Welsh regional devolved governments. The charity has also come under criticism from Simon Fanshawe OBE, one of the 6 founders of the group in 1989, who said earlier this year that its stance on transgenderism is threatening to undermine the gains made for gay people. Stonewall's reputation discredited, and its credibility squandered by trans activists, not all trans people, I hasten to add, who believe they can dictate what everyone is allowed to say and think, Fanshawe wrote in May. Nevertheless, Stonewall continues to exert considerable power within the United Kingdom, particularly in the field of medicine. In June, for example, a whistleblower from the National Health Service, NHS, revealed that contracts granted to medical suppliers, some worth millions, are being awarded based on whether the firms conform to Stonewall's ideology. The outcome of this is the NHS might accept a tender from a company offering an inferior product or a higher price based on Stonewall membership, the whistleblower said. To put it another way, the NHS is willing to compromise on patient care to promote Stonewall. Stonewall has also been at the forefront of the movement to remove so-called gendered language outright, calling on educators last year to refrain from using the words boys and girls in favor of the dystopian alternative learners. Despite being led by the so-called Conservative Party, the British government handed out over £1.25 million in grants to Stonewall between 2020 and 2021 alone. Responding to the group's latest claims about how 2-year-olds can recognize their transgender identity, feminist Julie Bindle said, "I would have these sadistic monsters arrested for child abuse." Anglican deacon and political commentator Calvin Robinson added, "Some people have mental health issues about their sex, and should be treated with compassion. We shouldn't indulge their fantasies, that's harmful." Charities like Stonewall exploit the ill to push their transgressive ideology. Now they're targeting little children. Push back. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.